Unit 4. Listening. Exercise 2.
On our science podcast tonight, Chad and I are talking about cloning, and we're joined by Professor Adam Peters, who's working in San Diego on a project to clone a mammoth.
Professor Peters is doing fascinating work on the DNA of a woolly mammoth that was dug up in Siberia recently. It was a baby mammoth that was in great condition. Professor Peters' team are trying to finish the DNA sequence on it. I'd like to say hello to Professor Peters. Good evening.
Good evening, Chad.
It's great to have you with us. How did you get into this project with the mammoth?
I've been interested in fossilized remains that still contain DNA for a long, long time. My uncle was actually a famous paleontologist.
Yeah, I read that he was actually the inspiration for Jurassic Park.
That's right. Michael Crichton, the novelist, read about his ideas and his work. My uncle studied insects in amber, which is the starting point for the novel. So I was always interested in that and the idea of getting DNA from extinct animals.
Well, you know, I read recently that somebody tried to extract DNA from frozen remains of a dinosaur, but they were unsuccessful. Would you say that that is still beyond our capability, Professor Peters? Or are we on the verge of a breakthrough?
Nobody really knows how far back we can go and still get good DNA samples. The older that fossils are, the more difficult it becomes to get organic samples. And without organic samples, you can't do much. The real problem is that the longer you go back, the more chance there is of temperatures going up and down. If a dinosaur or mammoth had been frozen quickly and had stayed permanently at that temperature, then you'd have great DNA samples. In fact, a group of Japanese scientists are about to hit the headlines because they've just done an experiment where they cloned healthy mice from a mouse that had been frozen 16 years before. But, like I say, when the temperature keeps changing, the DNA samples become less reliable.
I suppose that's why this baby mammoth has been a great find.
That's right. It's been at quite a fixed frozen temperature.
It's a fascinating area of science. Soon we'll be able to do anything.
Well, we're still several steps away, but we are getting closer. It's basically a question of technological progress. In 50 or 60 years, we'll have made sufficient progress to be able to do all this stuff that right now sounds like science fiction. We'll have been studying this for long enough to have unlocked most of the secrets, I think.
Do you think you'll eventually be able to clone a caveman?
Well, that's still years away. But you have to take into account the ethical nature of that. You know, cloning humans as opposed to animals, extinct or otherwise.
I've heard that there are some bones, not fossilised, real bones of one of the first types of Homo erectus, an early human.
Yeah, that's only 12 to 15,000 years old, so very recent. I think it would be quite easy to get DNA out of those bones. The oldest reproducible DNA comes from the bottom of ice fields in Greenland, which are 2 million years old. Maybe we can find stuff that's even older, but the key, once again, is finding a place where the temperatures and conditions have been constant. Constant varying climate conditions of temperature and humidity is the worst.
One last question. What progress would you like to see in this area in your lifetime? How do you think it can improve the world?
Of course, I love the idea of seeing mammoths or dinosaurs or extinct animals walking around again. I've been fascinated in that since I was a kid. But the really useful thing is looking at how the climate has been changing over all this time, which may help us to work out how it's going to change in the future. Genetics can help us because we'll be able to work out what creatures were living when the climate was in a particular state. From just a small sample of soil, you can detect the presence of all these giant beasts, and you can also find traces of different plants, flowers. So, seeing how life adapts to climate change is really fascinating and very relevant in these times of global warming. That's going to be the most practical aspect.
Absolutely. When we talk about extinct animals, what a lot of scientists are saying is that if an animal went extinct, it was for a reason, you know. Bring it back. What for?
Yeah, but the idea of Jurassic Park, that definitely appeals to the child in me.